Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Somebody that was, I'm assuming, standing 3 feet to the left or right of Jimmy Haslam when he said this at the NFL owners' meetings today, the great Zach Jackson. Welcome to the show, bud.
Yep, I was at the table. I'm still here in Phoenix. So, I'm not surprised, Nick. I think that was always the most feasible way to do this right now. And so I'm certainly not a construction expert or a multi-billionaire.
Yet,
you're right. But, I think that it was probably always the most logical thing. And it's kind of the answer that I expected to hear, coming out here.
So it's funny, I'm somewhere between, I don't fault the Haslams because I know this is a process and I know that it's just not realistic to expect them to fully fund something like that themselves. So I don't hold any ill will towards the Haslams for saying this. I also would really like my nice $2.5 billion retractable roof stadium that's over where the post office sits. I'd really like that too. Where do you fall in terms of the feasibility on, like, how well can... How nice can they actually make that stadium on the lake?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree, Nick. Like, in the 21 season, the Browns had back-to-back games at Minnesota and at L.A. to play the Chargers. And obviously, Minnesota is a much more realistic comparison to Cleveland. And that stadium is downtown. That stadium sits right next to the highway, and it is, like, jaw-dropping. You know, the L.A. one's a league of its own. It's built on top of an old horse track. It's not even a real dome. It's kind of a pavilion, right? So you see that and you're like, wow. And obviously the Haslams were there too. So, I just think realistically this, because of the location, because of the challenges and just going off past conversations where when this has been brought up, the Haslams talked about development of the lakefront. It's just kind of, what I wanted to hear. It's a 3 to 5 year plan as far as getting it in motion and, we'll see where it goes from here, but now it's kind of out in the forefront, obviously.
Zach, what can they actually do to the stadium? I mean, they've done renovations to it to this point. I mean, they've tried to brighten up the concourses and they put the Tennessee scoreboards in and things like that over the years. But I mean, it's an outdated stadium. I mean, I mentioned this to Nick earlier. What they've done to Rocket Mortgage, that's a renovation. I mean, that was pretty ridiculous what they were able to do to it. And again, it's a smaller venue, but like, I don't know that they can make it much nicer than it is in terms of the down there on the lake. I mean,
well, as of about an hour ago, they can put a sports book in it, Dustin. That's one thing they can do.
There we go.
I think, obviously the concourses is a big issue as far as widening them, easy for me to say. I think the scoreboards, the big boards, will have to get bigger. That probably means taking out some seats. But again, this is early, and they're meeting every other week with the committee led by Dave Jenkins, who's been with the Browns a long time, who's been in Cleveland a long time, and I think we're all kind of in the waiting stage because we're just now getting this public information that yes, they believe this is the best place, and they're working all the time with the city to go to see when they get to go. I guess on removing Route 2 and doing all the things they want to do.
Zach Jackson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One more on the stadium before we get to the kind of overall off-season side of stuff with the Cleveland Browns. What is a timeline like, not just to get this kind of plan, but to kind of get this set up and refurbished?
Well, 3 to 5 years is what Jimmy used for the number. I mean, you would probably be looking at a multi-year project, right, Nick? I would think that. So, you know, can you do one part and still use it for the season? I mean, obviously, I think the worst case scenario would be having to move away for a season. So probably comes in phases. But I would think with the kind of renovation they're talking about and we envision, you're probably going to need multiple years. So this is all stuff that needs to be worked out. And then, of course, you know, take the highway out and do things like that. You know, as far as hosting other events or even hosting games with traffic, I mean, it's already a nightmare getting there. And that's just part of – here's what I've said. This is one of the few things you can't blame on Browns ownership through the last 25 years, right? Everyone was in a rush to get that stadium, put it where it was. They got it up. It needed to be outside. It needed to be natural grass. And then all of a sudden, like within 3 years, the stadiums were just so much nicer. I mean, the Texans were, what, 4 years behind the Browns? That's a state-of-the-art facility. First Energy is not a state-of-the-art facility. So I think a lot of it was just timing. And then there's, you know, it's not just a few logistical things. It seems to be a bunch involved with eventually renovating it.
Zach, looking to this offseason, there's been a lot of talk about how prominent, how much talent the Browns have bought in here. Considering where they are right now, and I know they could still have another move or two, we've got the draft coming up. Where do you think this team stacks up right now in terms of talent versus the other Barry and Stefanski teams we've seen?
Well, I think they've had a good month. I think undoubtedly they've had a good month. You know, they're correcting and paying for some of their previous errors, and there's still some uncertainty. Now, there's no such thing as a perfect roster, and there's no such thing as a front office who, you know, nails every pick in every free agent signing. So, you know, Dalvin Tomlinson was a must because that was the worst group of defensive tackles in the league. You know, you went from paying a safety and it not working out to paying a safety. So, you know, the obvious upgrades are in the pass game, and that was necessary. And we know the Browns aren't going anywhere unless Deshaun's a lot better. And so we'll assume that he can't be any worse, and then we'll see if Elijah Moore and these guys can make him a lot better. I think they can. You know, can Dalvin Tomlinson at the top of his game make the defense a lot better? Are they banking a lot on Jim Schwartz doing that? I think they are. So I see it. You know, comparatively, did they run down the Bengals or even the Chiefs? No. But, you know, it's not about winning on paper. This is a team that needs to team build, you know, have better chemistry, better synergy, less drama, which obviously it would be impossible not to based upon the last 54 weeks or, you know, the events of last year, right? But, you know, I think it can be a playoff team. I think it needs to be a playoff team to avoid sweeping changes. I don't think anybody's running from that, even though no one, you know, said it directly, which was also unsurprising. But we have to see it all come together. And, you know, more than anything else, the defense just cannot melt in the way that it did. And Deshaun Watson has to be really good, because Deshaun Watson being good, being a little bit better, isn't going to be good enough. They've paid him. They've built around him. And as they continue to do that and he continues to play now with all of that supposedly in the rear view, he has to be excellent for the Browns to be one of the top seven, let alone, you know, top two or three AFC teams.
Zach, the morning show had Ryan Wilson on from CBS, and they end up having a question, kind of a conversation around Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. And the question, I want to ask you the same question. I'm not going to tell you where they lie on in terms of what they think about this, but if you had to bet going forward, who has the better career, Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson from this point?
I mean, to me, it would be easily Lamar. But, you know, so much of quarterback is circumstances, right? And I don't know where Lamar's going to play, you know? I think he's probably going to play in Baltimore, Dustin, but is he going to do the right thing and make amends and come to the offseason?
Right.
You know, and the Ravens have been a really good organization for a long, long time, but frankly, the last couple of years, they flat out failed in putting the skill people around him. I mean, anybody wants Mark Andrews, and nobody wants who else to have. You know, J.K. Dobbins has to stay healthy. So it's an interesting discussion, and I think in the realm of the AFC North, it could matter, right? Lamar is a rare talent. I think he's a better passer than most people think that he is. You know, obviously has some limitations and some injury concerns. We don't know what this offense that Deshaun is going to look, you know, play in is ultimately going to look like. And we don't know how he's going to, you know, react to getting back into. I mean, you can make all the excuses for last year, and frankly, I'll say they're valid. But he has to play not a little bit better, as I said, a ton better. So that's the rare good radio topic, I would say that. I would bet on Lamar, but really the answer is there's so much circumstance that goes into it, and it's on both teams to continue putting guys. Like, I think Elijah Moore makes the Browns and makes Deshaun Watson better, but there's still a ton that's going to go into Deshaun and Stefanski getting on the same page. You know, everything needs to be at play. I think the Browns have done a good job on paper in March of giving him more weapons, and how it looks in October and November, we all have to wait and see.
Zach, I want to circle back, given that we still have a little ways to go before the NFL draft, roughly about a month here. Do you see any, or could you see any potential other big moves happening, either leading up to the draft for the Browns or even in the draft?
Yeah, I think they're out of the big move business for now, Nick. I know they are. Could something pop in the draft? Yes, and they are going to be active in the trade market. They're not going to make 8 picks. It's just probably not going to happen, right? Their track record says it, and the state of the roster says that they brought in a lot of veterans, they think, you know, kind of making up for some of their past sins. But, you know, just listening to Andrew out here talk about how the early trade market was dry, just looking at the cap situation, you know, how the Browns and DeAndre Hopkins was never really realistic, you know, how they checked on some other things and nothing popped. It took them 10 days to make a trade, and that's not Andrew Berry's MO. So I think they're out of the big move business, but they're certainly not done on the D-line, draft or later waves of free agency. They need to add a running back, draft or later waves of free agency. And I think their moves indicate that they really didn't like last year's receiving corps. So if something would pop there, you know, they would still be in it. But just the cap situation in the market, in addition to what Andrew told us out here, you know, I'm pretty confident they're out of the big move business until at least June.
All right, so we got a big topic coming up later on the show, and you can tell by the question I'm about to ask you, this is going to be an all-time answer here, Zach. Dustin bought a CD the other day. When was the last time you bought a CD?
A physical CD.
When I was watching Dustin play on TV, probably.
All right, now we got to know. Do you remember what it was?
No, but I got to say, when I saw Dustin make that tweet, it legit took me a minute to realize what the name was of Camelot Music. Like, I was trying to make the joke. That's what I do. I tell bad jokes on Twitter. Like, wait a second, what's that store called? It was based in
Camelot. Didn't it have three different names? It was like Camelot, and then it was like FYE, and it was something else after that.
It did change eventually. It was, you know, the David family out of Maslin that had Camelot.
And then didn't they build that, you know, their indoor facility at Maslin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. And the warehouse sat along 77 there when you were leaving the mall going north. Yeah. And it was huge. It was huge. But, I mean, gosh, that was a long time ago. So I remember a friend of mine did voiceover work, and he did a commercial for a Dayton Family CD, the rappers, the Dayton Family, buy it at Camelot Music. And this was probably in the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Simpler right?
I mean, when was the Dayton throwback? When's the last time you've been to a mall, by the way?
You know, I actually went last Saturday, but before that, it was probably 2 years.
It's amazing.
Zach, great stuff, buddy. You guys
first half under, right, Zach, in this Wisconsin game?
Oh, gosh, yes. Pulling teeth. Let's do it.
All right.
Is it the basketball? It's because of the basketball and the quality of the basketball?
It's like the lowest total I've seen all year.
Zach, great stuff, buddy. Keep killing it at the meetings, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.